So, here's the thing. It's time we had a chat, me and you out there. This comes about because I've decided I'm not going to do the... Everyone does this every so often, right? Or thinks about it. The dramatic quitting of Facebook. The dramatic, like, oh, fuck Facebook. I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is I'm only going to check that shit, like, once a week. So, I mean, I'll still be pumping stuff into Facebook, but I'm not going to be checking. So if you send me stuff on there, I won't be on there, probably. And this is why. This is our special Pete Gets Serious About the Issues and Yells About Things on Facebook episode. So if you're not interested in that, fuck off. So the, you know, I feel like there's this big catalyst, right? That kind of started all this stuff off. And it's, you know, the shooting shit. And then the backlash, the whiplash, the scrambler of, oh, well, let's protect our gun rights. So I just want to say this, a couple things before we even get started. Because I'm probably going to say some mean shit. And I don't apologize for it, but here's what I want to say. Number one, let's all just remember, this is all just a character and just a big joke, right? So, you know, if anyone's got a problem, I'm not threatening anyone, I'm not doing anything crazy. This is just crazy old Pete, you know. You don't watch Everybody Loves Raymond and then sue him for assaulting his brother on the show. Okay? Same deal. Number two, you know, we're going to be talking about Second Amendment a little bit. So let's just remember, before we get all crazy about how, you know, how I feel about that, the First Amendment, which is free speech, that was first. You know what I mean? And if you guys can express your retarded opinions about these retarded issues, then I have every right to say retarded. Go fuck yourself. And you know what? Just getting right into it. I gotta say, I'm a little pissed off because I do feel like the First Amendment is more restricted than the Second. You know what I mean? For example, you know, I work in a no-fault state, so they can fire you for any reason. But they could fire me for saying anything. You know what I mean? They can do it. Can they fire me for owning a gun? That would be a huge fucking lawsuit, wouldn't it? I'd call my precious NRA and have them come in and be like, you can't fire someone for owning a gun. Fuck you. Well, fuck you. You know what I mean? This is my free speech and I'm using it to say fuck you. Okay? It's bullshit. The other big thing I think that needs to be clarified here before we get out of control is, you know, I could see someone asking, well, what gives you the right? Why does your opinion matter? You know what I mean? And I'll tell you why. I mean, besides the fact that I'm a normal, productive member of society, I have only put into things, businesses, I don't take anything from the government, I don't get any subsidies for owning a house or having a kid, you know, none, all those things that you can't actually afford that you get money back for some reason. I don't do that shit, okay? I live my own fucking life and I leave everybody else alone. So that's the first part of that. But the second part of that is my opinion counts because I'm actually fucking creating it right now, okay? This is a thing I'm recording that I'm then going to, you know, mix down so it's a little more pleasant to listen to, for fuck's sake, and then put on the internet on a website on space that I pay for myself, on a URL that I pay for myself, and do the work to put it up so that it's easily accessible for your dumb fucking ears. So that's why my opinion matters, because I'm actually gonna put some fucking effort into it instead of pushing a button that says share. Or like, or comment, and then say, fuck that. This is like 100 million times of pushing a button that says comment and then saying, fuck you, okay? That's what's happening right now. So before you get crazy and start thinking, oh my God, why do I have to listen to this person? You don't. But you know what? If you disagree with me, you should. Because if you're one of these fucking people who's doing the shit that I'm going to talk about, you need to listen to somebody else for a minute. Okay? You need to fucking listen to somebody else's voice explaining to you why you're a piece of shit and why your arguments are dumb and why the things that you're posting are doing no fucking good for society. You are wasting everyone's time and life. All right? All right. So, of course, let's talk about issue number one. Shooting in Connecticut, you know? All right. I'm not going to say, like, anything bad about the people there. I have no problem with them. I mean, no disrespect to them, okay? But you know what? I mean, it's the same thing we always face, right? It's like, this is such a tragedy. You know what I mean? Do you know how many homicides there were in the city of Chicago this year? Just guess. Just take a second and guess. How many gun homicides? Gun-related. 87% of their homicide total, by the way, is gun-related, if that helps you out. You ready? 423. 423. For a lot of you, that's probably like your entire graduating class shot dead in one city in one fucking year. Not to mention the fact that in 2013, which we are like not even 2 weeks into, already on pace to beat the record, baby. Go America! We're gonna fucking annihilate the record this year. We're gonna break that 500, huh? Alright, so 423 fucking people. Not to mention, I know what you're thinking too. Oh, it's probably a bunch of bums and crackheads who give a shit. I agree with that, because fuck that. I don't know, who cares? Oh, but wait a minute. In the school year of 2011/2012, guess how many students were shot? Now, I'm not saying in school, but these are enrolled students. This does not include dropouts who were shot. It's not school-age kids who were shot. This is kids who were enrolled in school and were shot during the school year. 319. So 319 kids enrolled in school in Chicago. Doesn't count ones that moved away during the year either. Just the ones who were enrolled at the beginning and stayed enrolled. 319. All right? So here's what I'm saying. And I know it's been said before, but Jesus fucking Christ, this has been going on. This is not like a brand new thing, okay? Before we get all excited and start talking about, you know, where are the heroes and what are we going to do? It's like, this has been going on forever and will continue to go on. So unless you have an idea of how to solve that, go fuck yourself, all right? I don't want to hear about how you're like, oh, we'll just get mental health care. And it's like, all right, good. I'm sure that's going to stop 423 homicides. Meanwhile, you don't want to pay any fucking taxes, and you're like, oh, we need to get good mental care. You know how I know there's not good mental care? How I know that's not a solution? Not one fucking person has put a pill in my hand, okay? I could use a pill. Believe me, it would be good for the world, but you know what? Not one fucking pill's gone into my pocket. So obviously, that system is broken. And let me tell you what the problem is here, okay? Now, I don't fucking care. I didn't vote. Everyone told me to fucking vote. Everyone said, I can't believe you're not voting. Oh, I got this sticker that said I voted. Oh, it's such an easy thing to do. It takes no time at all. You know what? Fuck that. This is why I didn't vote. You know why I didn't vote? Nothing has changed. And I don't mean like that. You know, Obama took the word change and said, I'm going to make this mine. We're going to have change. I don't care if you fucking love Obama, if you're into fucking John McCain. I don't care if you, for some reason, supported, what's that crazy woman's name? The Alaska biatch. What, whoever that was, Sarah Palin. I don't care if you support her, even though her main political fucking point seems to be that she had a vagina. That's how she was sold to you, by the way, idiots. They said, oh, she's a woman. So, you know, hopefully women will vote for her because she's a woman. They think you're that fucking stupid. And you know what? A bunch of you are that fucking stupid. Okay? I don't care if you suck Ron Paul's cock every fucking day. That doesn't matter to me. Your political stance does not matter to me. And whether you're saying, oh, we need gun control, or, oh, fuck gun control, we have the Second Amendment, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is nothing has changed, okay? And that's in light of this huge tragedy that, you know, made us all acutely aware of the situation. Acutely, as in right at that moment, very severely, quickly, in a short time span. Nor did the huge gunshot rate of, especially of young people in Chicago in the last year, which we're replicating again this year post-tragedy, nor did that change anything. So what the fuck is it gonna take? I don't give a flying fuck what the plan is. I don't care if it's to get all the fucking guns and throw them in a goddamn volcano, or if it's to give everyone goddamn happy pills, or if it's to shave your fucking head and put a barcode on your stupid fucking forehead so that they can tell who you are and identify you as a weirdo. I don't give a fuck what the plan is. They haven't come up with shit. They haven't even come up with a bad plan. I haven't heard a bad plan. I haven't heard a good plan, but I haven't even heard a bad plan that I could say, well, not yet, but keep trying, boys. It's all fucking bullshit. They haven't done anything. You know what I mean? This is what they're paid for, by the way. And you know what else? The people on the right will say, oh, well, you know, if we give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And the people on the left will say, well, they won't fucking compromise with us, so we're paralyzed. We can't do anything. Fuck you. This is your fucking job, okay? I can't go into my job, be given a project, and need to get the work done and say, well, me and my partner who have to do it together cannot agree on how to get it done. My boss would say, well, you guys are going to have to figure that out because it's your fucking job, and what I care about is the work getting done. That's where I stand on this. I don't give a fuck what the plan is. Get the work done. And the work is to have people stop fucking shooting each other for no goddamn reason. Okay? I know you're not going to stop gun death. I know that's not realistic. You know what I mean? As long as there's such a thing as drugs, as long as there's such a thing as fucking bank robberies, you are never going to stop people from shooting, and I accept that. Okay? But you need to slow it down. I would like to see a plan to reduce. All right? That's all I'm asking for. I don't think it's asking for a lot. Maybe it is. But you know what? You get a fuckload of money. So let's do something. Okay? So to bring this around to the whole Facebook thing, right? I've seen some real informative fucking things on Facebook that people have elected to share, you know, that make their really good points about guns. Okay? They're really well thought out, well worded. One of my favorites was one that showed a guy getting shot in the head by a Nazi, and it said, I saw a movie once where the government had all the guns and no one else did. It was called Schindler's List. You know, so I guess basically the implication, not even implication, the statement there is that if the Jews had guns, the Holocaust would not have happened. Fuck you! That is such a fucking oversimplification of a huge problem, I don't even know what to tell you. And it's not the same thing, because you know what? You still have your dumb fucking gun. You have it. Who's gonna come get it from you? Can you imagine? Have they ever done that? Have they ever done like a massive sweep and took something away from us? When has that ever happened? Ever. Okay? Never. You know what the closest thing is? Prohibition. And you know what happened? People fucking drank booze that they made themselves because it's really easy. And it barely lasted and it didn't fucking work. So calm the fuck down and quit insulting other people by saying, oh yeah, your 6 million Jew deaths, that wouldn't have happened. If you had a fucking pistol at your house, you would have been able to stop those fuckers, I'm sure. I'm really sure that would have worked out nicely for them. Not to mention, I mean, by that logic, it's also like, oh yeah, well, I mean, everyone in Nagasaki had a gun, and they were still royally fucked. So what are you gonna do? Huh? How does that work? Another one of my favorites, it shows President Obama walking down the street, right? And it shows all of his Secret Service guys. All the Secret Service guys have a little arrow pointing to them that say, has a gun, has a gun, has a gun. And then Obama, there's one pointing to him that says, you know, wants to control guns. Like, that's making a really profound statement about, like, what a hypocrite. You know what I mean? What a fucking hypocrite. You know why that's not the same? Because in order to be in the Secret Service, you have to do more than just have not committed a felony. Okay? Because to get a gun, you don't have to do a whole lot. You pretty much just have to not do things, and you can have a gun. I mean, that's fucking crazy to compare that. I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know, feel free to fucking Google it, but I'm confident that you probably have to do some psychological testing and shit before you can walk 5 feet from the president down an open street with a gun. I'm pretty sure that there's a little more involved. So to compare that to just some fucking idiot who lives in my apartment, who's gonna shoot straight through the entire fucking building when he's cleaning his gun, I don't really think that's fair. I don't really think that's a good thing to do. Even cops. I mean, cops and I assume Secret Service have to spend X amount of time shooting. They have to get recertified every so often. You know what I mean? So they have to actually know what the fuck they're doing. Whereas just some asshole doesn't. Okay? This is the thing. I have a friend who took me shooting this year. I enjoyed it. It was fun. A good time was had by all. I have no problem with him owning a gun. I think he's a very responsible gun owner. If he wants to own a gun, I'm totally fine with that. But you know what else? If he wanted to own a tank, I would be fine with that too. You know why? Because he's not going to just fucking smash down some family's door and try and take their shit away from them. He's a good guy. He's a normal guy. He has impulse control. Okay? So that's a different story. Let's not compare that, alright? The problem is, I don't get to decide who has guns, and neither do you, fucko. You don't get to go through the list of applications and say, alright, well, this guy's never done any crimes, he has a decent job, he seems to have his shit together, you know, we talk to his wife, and she says he's not violent in any way, all that shit. And then you go through the next person on the list and you're like, lives in a shack, down by a train station of some kind, not really clear on that one, has psychotic episodes, doesn't really seem to be in touch with reality. I mean, none of this stuff has been caused him to do any crimes, but perhaps, I mean, some of your rights go away a little bit because you can't take care of yourself, okay? That's why you don't just, like, put a gun in a handicapped person's hands and push them into a school on the first day. I mean, I guess if you want to get technical, it's like, he has the right. He's an American citizen. It's like, yeah, but they don't know, they don't understand the consequence. It's not the same fucking thing. And that's the problem everyone has, and the problem that no one seems to understand. It's got to be all or nothing. Everyone thinks, okay, well, if they start regulating guns, someone's going to come take my gun. Well, you know what? If you've lived a life where you're afraid that someone's going to take your gun, then good. Someone probably should take your gun away, if that's what you're afraid of. But if you haven't, if you're a perfectly good person, no one's going to have a fucking problem with you having a gun. Okay? Nobody. That's insane. Let's see. I think there was one more that I was pretty excited about. Oh, yeah. Okay, here's a good one that people use. It's just a tool. A gun is a tool. You know what I mean? And people got murdered with a hammer this year. It cited some asinine number of people who were murdered with hammers, apparently. So it's like, oh, we should probably take away hammers, too. Well, here's the difference. I can get a gun, and it has no purpose other than to shoot into somebody. A hammer has a purpose. It's a necessary evil, okay? Number one, I mean, you build a house without a hammer. Enjoy. Number two, owning a hammer does not make you a carpenter, okay? Just because I can go into a hardware store and buy a hammer, that doesn't give me the right to build my own house wherever the fuck I want. I'd have to fill out all kinds of permits. I'd have to get inspections. I have to do all kinds of other shit. But you can buy a gun, and all of a sudden, you're a gun owner, / gun shooter, if you want to be. There's nothing to stop you. There's no reason to stop. There's nothing in place. It's fucking crazy. So you're saying we should practice hammer control? I mean, we kinda do. There is more regulation to a hammer than a fucking gun. Yeah, you don't have to show your fucking ID when you buy the hammer, but fuck that. I mean, if someone wants to attack me with a hammer or a gun, I'll take a fucking gun any day. And we need hammers. I'm sorry. It's just how it is. You know, maybe if we get rid of guns, then we can focus on hammers, which is another one. It takes us right into, you know, I saw another one. It was like, oh, this is how many people were murdered with knives this year. That's a problem. I'm sure that's a problem, people having knives. You know what I mean? I'm not excited about someone having a big, huge fucking knife. I mean, it's not a great thing that someone might just pull out a box cutter, you know, when they get in a little scuffle with someone at a fucking bar. But that's the world we live in, okay? But it's the stupidest argument ever to keep something because there's something else that's worse. That's a terrible reason to argue for anything. This is like the same assholes who are always like, oh man, booze is so much worse than weed. Booze is so much worse for people than weed. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe, but that seems more like an argument about getting rid of booze, not keeping weed. I don't think it's both. You can't have both. So it's like, all right, well, let's get rid of both then. I mean, arguing that you should get rid of something lesser is really an argument for getting rid of both. Not like, oh, well, we should get rid of any long stick that could be hit someone in the head with, you know? Fuck you and fuck that shit. You're all fucking idiots. Your arguments are so stupid and so bad. They're like an elementary school kid. Oh, well, Ronnie, he gets to have a Nerf gun, so I should get to have one. Yeah, well, Ronnie's parents are fucking idiots. They made a bad decision. That doesn't mean that, you know, you get to be grandfathered in under someone else's idiotic decision, okay? It's not how it works. So here's the thing. You know what the one thing I do agree with these gun nuts on, I think? I do agree that you should not put your trust in someone else to protect you or take care of your family. You know what I mean? But I include everybody in that, alright? Left, the right. I mean, the NRA, it's like, they don't give a fuck about you. Do you think they give a fuck if you shoot yourself in the face or if you die because you fucking jam a huge vibrator in your eye and just vibrate your brain until it's liquid? They don't give a fuck. They're a company. They make money. They make money, and they give money away, and they have jobs for people, and their jobs are shit jobs, okay? That's what they're there for. They are not there to protect you. They are not there to keep us from being fucking overrun 1984 style. They are a company that deals with money. They don't give a fuck about you. No one does. That's the thing. And I agree with that. Your government doesn't care about you. You know what I mean? They're not going to give a fuck. But you know what? That means you need to live your life and take some fucking personal responsibility. And you know what that means to me? The way I take personal responsibility of my life is I live my life in such a way that I don't have to live in fear. And that includes the fear of someone coming and taking something away from me that I don't think I could do without. You know what I mean? If I had a gun and someone came and took it away from me, I would make it. I would get by. I'd figure something else out. Or I wouldn't let them take it. If it was that important to me, I wouldn't let them take it. It's a gun. I mean, how do you rob you know, you have a gun and you go up to someone with a gun and say, give me your gun? I mean, how does that procedure work? Someone explain to me how you envision this procedure, you know. And before you even say the phrase jackbooted thugs, what is a jackboot? Explain that to me. But here's the other thing. I also choose to live my life in such a way where I take responsibility for myself. And what that means is, I go to work, and you know what? I had to fucking go to a dumb school and get a dumb degree to make enough money to make it on my own and to not have to live in a shithole neighborhood where I'm worried someone's gonna bust my fucking door down and try and shoot me. You know, I'm not worried about a home invader because I've worked hard and I live in a neighborhood that's nice enough where that's not gonna happen. That doesn't happen where I live. And everyone else should do the same thing. Sure, I'm sure it's not possible for some people. But you know what? Whatever money you're going to spend on that fucking gun, you should consider how you save that money and save that money to get yourself out of the situation where you need a gun. I mean, what are your situations? Oh, I've got a crazy ex who I'm afraid is going to come back for me. Well, that was a really poor decision you made. That was a poor emotional decision you made, and now you're paying the fucking consequence for it, aren't you? And you're afraid. So you lived your life in such a way that you invited a fear into your life. A legitimate fear, I'm not gonna lie, but you fucked up and you shouldn't have done that. Okay? We shouldn't have to use guns to bail our fucking fears out. Not have to worry about anything, you know? Oh, well, we live in this crap neighborhood because I can't afford to live somewhere nicer. Well, you know what you need to do is work hard then. Or figure out a way. Get some more money. Get the fuck out of there. Move in with a relative for a while. Save some money. Do something. Do you have a friend? Can you move in with a friend? You gotta do something else. Fuck it. Get out of there. I just think it's bullshit. And you know, a lot of people use that thing. They're like, oh, I would protect my family with it. You know, I protect my home and my family, my property. All these things I have rights to. You know what? Anything that you would kill over, you can't afford. Okay? Anything that you're saying, my best option is to kill someone else, end somebody's life, to protect this property, you can't afford that. Alright? And you know what? Maybe you don't feel like that applies to your family. Okay? Family's not about affording, is it? Never is. Well, you know what? If you cannot afford to live in a neighborhood that's safe for your kids to be outside, you can't afford your family. That's the fucking fact. That's the problem. No one's gonna say, oh, you can't have a family because you don't have money. Fuck you, okay? You should live somewhere where you're safe. You should feel safe. And you should be responsible. And you should teach your kids how to be fucking responsible. Everyone in your house, if they're responsible for themselves, guess what? I don't know anybody, by the way, who's led a good life course and just randomly, you know, been shot at. I mean, or almost killed. I'm sure there are people out there who do. Alright? But I'm also betting that a lot of these gun deaths and gun things are related to people being in, you know, they say the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, what were you doing there? You shouldn't be there. That's all I'm saying. The other thing is, I don't roll that way, okay? When you say, oh, a criminal might have a gun, you should get one too. That doesn't sell me on anything, okay? That's like, you know what happened a few years ago? Everyone was buying SUVs because gas was cheap enough. So the road is all Dodge Durangos and Suburbans and shit. And then people started saying, well, you have to buy one. Because those cars are such high profile that if you get in a wreck with one, you're going to get fucking annihilated. Which was true. That, I'm not going to argue with that. That's fucking true. But you know what? My solution is not, oh, well, you've escalated the game, so I'm going to step up to your level or above you. That's just fucking stupidity breeding further stupidity. No, the answer is to drive appropriately. And be aware of what the fuck's going on. And you know what? Maybe I get cleaned out at an intersection. So fucking what? You know what I mean? So fucking what? We'll have a real nice fucking funeral. Everyone can be real sad about me for 8 months. And then we move the fuck on. You know what I mean? Put the buses back on the road, baby. I don't know, man. I just don't, that's an asinine excuse. You know what I mean? Criminals are doing it, so I should too. I mean, what other situation do you follow that rule? You're like, well, people who break the law do it, so I should too. That's idiotic. That's giving in to being afraid. Don't be fucking afraid. Quit being so fucking scared. You don't have anything that's that great, believe me. I've read your tweets. I've seen your pictures of your family. Not worth it. All right. Next topic. Should we move on from the guns? Let's see. All right. Here's one I've seen a lot lately. Seen some pretty hot ladies in this one. Saw a great one. You know, this is one example of a type of thing you see. Picture of a girl with Down syndrome with her brother, I guess. And the brother posts it and says, "This is my sister. You know, she's beautiful." Or whatever. So like if you think she's beautiful. I think if some whore on Tumblr with a tan can get 10,000 likes, then my sister should get just that many. You know, there's a lot of these things that are basically like, hey, you know, my relative is retarded, so push like on Facebook because of that. Well, first of all, if you're comparing a Tumblr whore to your retarded sister, I mean, you're asking me to do that. You're saying you should show my sister at least the level of respect you show a Tumblr whore. I mean, are you asking me if I would fuck your sister? Is that the question here? Because I'm not really comfortable with that question. I mean, because I don't really want to fuck your sister, nor do I really want to arrange a fuck through a brother. You know what I mean? Even if the sister was attractive and said, or the brother, yeah, the sister's attractive and the brother said, hey, you want to fuck my sister, I'd be like, this is a bad situation. This is the kind of situation where I'm going to say, oh, I wish I had a gun. These are the kind of things I railed about earlier. I should avoid this. Guys, I'm still sick as hell. So I don't, you know, no, I'm not going to push like because I enjoy, and by the way, you know, I enjoy looking at a hot naked woman. I think that's a pretty separate activity from cheering up your sister or cheering, and here's the thing. Am I cheering up your sister or am I cheering up you for having a retarded sister? You know what I mean? And if your sister was not retarded, would you have to put up a thing there that said, you know, oh, explain, you know, my sister's cool too? I don't think you would. I don't think you would. So clearly we know there's something amiss here, okay? This is what I'm sick of. We don't have to pretend that a retarded person is just the same as someone who's not retarded. They're clearly not the same, all right? If they were the same, how come I can look at one picture of your sister where you don't say she's retarded and I can tell she's retarded? How is that? You know what I mean? I can tell she's retarded. So, for you to say, oh my god, it's the same, you know, she's just like everyone else, it's like, not really, I'm sorry. Objectively, no. I'm gonna have to disagree. I have to disagree with you there. She might be perfectly nice. She might be a piece of shit. I don't know. But either way, if some total fucking stranger was like, my sister rocks, push like on her picture, I would be like, go fuck yourself. So why should I do it because the sister is retarded? What difference does that make? What, I mean, does she even know? I don't even know if she knows. You know what I mean? What's Facebook? Who cares? At the end of the day, you're still retarded. I'm sorry. There's no amount of likes that, you know, remove that chromosome. Okay? I see a lot of stuff online, you know, about, hey, quit fucking with stay-at-home moms. Oh, you think it's easy to be a stay-at-home mom? Here's all the stuff we do. You know, fuck you. First of all, I don't understand who these people are who are fucking with stay-at-home moms. I kind of think that this is one of those things where, I don't know, I mean, you have like a friend who makes an offhand comment you don't like and then you're gonna take it out on the internet? Go fuck yourself. I mean, grow up. Teach your kids to take a little fucking criticism if you're doing God's work. Secondly, you know, I do think that having a good home life is important for kids. I totally agree with that. And I do think that raising a kid right is probably more important than you working at fucking Arby's, okay? Or the bank, or whatever. However, I think that your accomplishment should probably, you know, before we start giving out Mother of the Year awards, we should wait till the kid's like 35, right? Because, I mean, if he murders somebody when he's 28, all those Facebook posts about your special little guy are going to look pretty fucking stupid. You know what I mean? Oh, and, you know, if you were complaining about the hard work of being a stay-at-home mom, and then your kid gets, you know, 3 DUIs by the time he's 19, I would hope that you'd feel like a complete asshole, you know, and, I don't know, part of the punishment would be your kid would have to go back through your Facebook and, you know, expunge any posts you did about how fucking great he was. You know what I mean? Because, sure, it's important that your kid turns out to be a productive member of society. I'm not going to disagree with that. But let's wait and see. I mean, he's 5, you know. So before you start saying what a good job you did, all right. Here's the other thing. And I don't want to be overly hard on a stay-at-home mom, okay? I don't want to just fucking bash on that. Because I'm not saying it's, you know, whatever. But here's what I'm going to say about it. There is a difference between having a job, and a stay-at-home mom job, okay? And here's the thing. It's kind of like the difference between you could be a carpenter and build a house, or you could be a carpenter and build the exact same house for you. You know what I mean? So if I went to work as a carpenter and my job was to build a house, I'd probably feel differently about it if I was building the house for myself. You know, this was a project I elected to do, and it was something that I felt, you know, every nail I put in, I'm thinking, 10 years from now, I'm going to be glad I took my time and did a really good job. And I'm motivated on this beyond I'm going to go to work and collect a paycheck, right? So what I'm saying is, I think there's probably a level of job satisfaction, I would hope, if you're a stay-at-home mom, or maybe a different flavor of job satisfaction if you're a stay-at-home mom, that you don't really get from a normal job. Because your connection is direct. Like, if you are a working mom, you have to go to work, you have to do a job that's not really related. You're not printing money or, you know, creating money at work. You're doing some sort of work for which you are paid, and then you take that money and you use it to support your child, you know, groceries and clothes and whatever. But I mean, that's like 5 steps, that's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon wallet to actually supporting your family. Whereas if you're stay-at-home momming, you're kind of directly parenting and doing the family shit. You know what I mean? So I think you get to see a more direct result. Just like building that house, man. I mean, you're going to see a direct result. So, I'm fucking sick of it, that's all. I'm just tired of it, because it's like, hey, I don't know who's attacking a stay-at-home mom who's like, wish I could just stay at home all day and eat bonbons. I've never heard anyone say that in my life. You know what I mean? In a serious way. I don't understand where the attack is coming from, and wherever it's coming from, you know, I don't know. Come up with all these witty retorts for them. You know what I mean? Tell them how fucking great you are. Don't tell me. I don't give a shit. I mean, obviously, I don't give a flying fuck about, you know, how... If you did a good job, here's how a good test of if you did a good job of staying at home and being a mom. If I'm not aware of your kid, then you're probably doing a good job. Because that means your kid didn't do something fucking crazy later in his life, you know? Or if the first time I'm aware of this kid is like a newspaper article that he did some fucking science fair or some bullshit like that. That's fine. But in the meantime, let's just calm down. And let's calm down on why I'm not real excited about, you know, stay-at-home mom activities and thoughts. You know, and how rewarding or unrewarding that is compared to other jobs. And how under attack. I mean, and you know, here's the thing. I'm not saying it's not a real job, okay? But when you staunchly defend that your job is a real job, it makes me question if your job's a real job. Because no one takes a job like lumberjack and says, huh, that's not real work. You know what I mean? No one takes a job like even truck driver. They're not like, truck driver, okay. Well, I don't see why you get paid to do that. You know what I mean? Everyone can sort of, that's not even a question that comes up. You know, for the most part, these kind of, any real job is not a job that's in question of whether or not it's real. So if you're spending a lot of time defending your quote-unquote job, that's to me the number one sign that you should be worried about. You know, and if you're a little less defensive, maybe people wouldn't give you so much shit about it. No, they know you're sensitive about it. Tied in with that, saw a real fucking annoying thing about breastfeeding in public, okay? It was about how, like, oh, I hate how people freak out about breastfeeding in public, which, again, never in my life, and I have seen this happen many times at work, you know? It's a family-oriented thing, so, I mean, people fucking breastfeed there, and it's fine. I have no problem with you breastfeeding in public, and honestly, I've never heard anyone say anything like, hey, lady, put that titty away, you know what I mean? That's a sex object, you can't just whip that out. I have no problem with it, and I don't think most other people do either. However, I had an argument with my own mom on Christmas about peeing in public as a man, about how that's a sex offense. You know, and she's like, that should be a sex offense. And I said, I disagree. Because peeing has nothing to do with sex for me. Nothing. I mean, it happens on the penis, and so does sex, but that's it. So I would say the breast, if you can whip out a breast, I don't understand why you can't pee in public as well. If you can breastfeed, you should be able to pee. It's the same fucking thing, and in fact, I would say the penis peeing ratio to sex ratio, if you took minutes in life spent peeing versus having sex, I'm guessing most men come out way on the pee side. Myself, personally, way on the pee side. Way! Not even a contest. The time my penis, you know, of its working hours has spent having sex is going to be so minuscule compared to the peeing time. It's ridiculous, okay? If you threw masturbation in there, it might be a different story. That might tilt the numbers one way or the other, but I'd still be a generous 50-50. The breast. How much time does a breast spend doing breastfeeding versus, you know, being involved in a sex act? I would guess that it's probably not too far off from the penis ratio. So therefore, I don't understand why. And furthermore, the breast is going into a baby's mouth. So this is a sight to see. You know what I mean? I'm not asking to put my penis in anything. I'm just saying I would like to eject pee from it. You know? I mean, and if I could pee, what if I peed and there's just a pinhole-sized hole in the front of my jeans and the pee just erupted from it? Would that be no longer sex? Is it the pee? Is it seeing the pee as a puddle of pee if I carried a jar of pee around? Is that a sex offense? Is it seeing the pee stream in motion? Is that the problem? Would a still photo of me peeing be a sex offense? If I was in an appropriate place peeing, would the photo be a sex offense because I'm peeing? I don't understand this. Here's the thing about the breastfeeding, okay? And this is a men's male perspective, I'm not going to lie, you know, and I don't have kids. So I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm totally fine with it. I have no problem with it. And in fact, most of the times when I see a breast popped out, I don't even really, every time I've done a double take. And it's not because I'm like, oh my God, I got to get a look at this tit. And it's not because I'm thinking, what the fuck is wrong with this lady whipping out her tit? It's because you and I spend 99% of our lives trying to cover certain parts of our bodies, the breast included, okay? Bikinis, as small as they've gotten in the past however long, still cover the nipple and most of the breasts, okay? So when one is just out, it's kind of surprising. I'm sorry, but I'm not used to just seeing a breast out. If the law changed and I could just pee in public, I would think you'd probably be a little surprised when I just had my penis out and it was in a jar and it was just filling with pee. Okay? This is just not something that is seen all the time. And I'm not saying it's not seen all the time because it should be done behind closed doors. I'm saying it's because, you know, you have a baby, you breastfeed him for X number of months or years or whatever, and then it's fucking over. So the amount of your time you spend breastfeeding is pretty low. Therefore, the percent that it happens is pretty low. Therefore, I don't see it all the fucking time. So I'm gonna be a little surprised. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that. I don't know what surprises or shocks you, but whatever it is, get used to it. That's just how it is. You're gonna see some shit in your life, and it's probably gonna surprise you no matter how many times you see it. Okay? I have like 3 long hairs that grow out of the top of my shoulders that stick straight out. And my girlfriend, every time she sees them, is a little surprised and taken aback and comments on it and wants to pull them out. But those fuckers are in there deep. So I say, no way. I'll trim them back to an appropriate length if that's really necessary. The point is, she's seen them. She is aware of them. She knows I'm aware of them. Yet, it's still a little shocking every time, okay? Same thing. It's just a little bit surprising. So, I mean, and I just don't understand, again, it's like the same thing as the stay-at-home mom thing, because I think the defensiveness is based on something that doesn't really make sense to me. It seems like people are defensive about this because they feel like it's wrong themselves, not because they actually have had other people tell them, don't breastfeed in public. And I'm going to say this, too, because I don't know if anyone's spreading this message. But if you're someone who doesn't want to breastfeed in public, I think that's fine. I don't think this is, I don't know, to me it's not a women's issue or whatever. Because again, if the law changed and men were allowed to pee in public, if a guy was like, I prefer to still go in the men's bathroom, I wouldn't be like, Jesus Christ, asshole. We fought so hard for your freedoms, and now you're just not into it? It's fine. It's a private part. It's like a genital, pretty much. So if you don't want to just whip it out, I think that's all right, too. I don't know. Who's the feminist? Me, I'd say. Because I'm up. You can do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. I don't care. Feed for a while off them, cut them off, and throw them in a lake somewhere. Bury them deep underneath with the monster from Lake Placid. Do something like that. I don't care about your dumb breasts and the milk inside them. That is a waste product, to my mind. You know, I'm not going to be asking you also to keep track of your diarrhea. Okay, that's the same to me as far as it's your breast milk's value to me is equal to the value of your diarrhea. I have no interest in it. Don't really want to be involved in it. Don't really need to hear about it. Just not interested, okay? So just let it go. So I don't know, whip them out or don't. But let's not make it a thing. That's my problem. Just don't make it a thing. If it's going to be a thing, then we're going to have a thing about it. Don't be surprised when it's a thing if you make it a fucking thing. And if somebody does say to you, hey, you shouldn't be breastfeeding in public, please keep track of that person. And just understand, that person is a fuckhead. Okay? If someone actually comes up to you and says that. But if somebody just kind of gives you a glance or a look that you don't like, I'm sorry, but that's the camp I'm in. I can't help it. You have your breast out. If your breast was out and you weren't breastfeeding, I'd say, all right. This is pretty weird. And I don't think anyone would say, oh, okay, well, it's totally fine. I mean, it's a situation. The breast is being used as a tool, but nevertheless, it's pretty weird. You know, if a cop whipped out his gun, and that's what they always say, they're like, it's a tool. Like we just talked about, a gun is a tool. If a cop whipped out his gun and he just had it out in his hand, you would probably be a little dismayed and confused. You know what I mean? And that's a gun. That's just a piece of metal. That's all it is. I don't understand. But I guess the context matters, huh? Because you can't just walk around topless. Yet, breastfeeding in public is fine. Okay? This is also why I think I should be allowed to pee in public. Because if a breast is fine when it's being used for this whole breastfeeding procedure, then I think a penis should be fine when it's used for the pee procedure. Now, maybe part of the problem is all the other guys are ruining it for me. I think ladies have the sense of, you know, I can't imagine there have been a lot of issues where it's like, I think this woman's just an exhibitionist and has been whipping out her breasts while holding a fake baby doll, you know, and then there's an excuse to just let them fly or something like that. That probably has not ever happened. Although, I do think that if guys were allowed to pee in public, it would be 10 minutes before a guy was sort of like, well, you know, I like this lady, so if she happens to see my hog, because I'm peeing wherever she can see me constantly, well, you know, what are you going to do? So I guess that's maybe part of the problem. But, you know, I don't know. Our other laws aren't that realistic, are they? I mean, where they think, oh, psychologically, here's what's going on. I mean, nothing like that ever happens. If that was the case, if people, you know, if we really read into it that much, peeing in public would not be a sex offense if you could, you know, go to a psychologist and prove within a reasonable doubt that you're like, well, I had to urinate, and urinating on an alley after being real drunk is not a sex act for me. I mean, I can recognize, all right, let's look at it this way. I can recognize that peeing in public is a urine is involved in sex acts for some people. But so is shitting. So is vomiting. You know what I mean? So is everything. Anything can be. Sucking on a breast, for example. You know, sucking on a pregnant woman or a woman who's just given birth, her breast could be a very sexual thing. I'm sure you could look up online, you know, just had a baby porn and find plenty of stuff. You know what I mean? Or lactation stuff. That's out there. I guarantee you it's out there. So some few weirdos are into that, right? And so for some it's a sex act and whatever. I mean, that's how it is. But for why do the rest of us have to be punished because of that? You know what I mean? And so for ladies, it's not that way. You don't get punished. But for guys, we are. We're punished. We don't get to do it. You know what I mean? We don't get to pee. We don't get to pee wherever we want. You know, girls are always say, oh, it's so easy for guys. You get to pee wherever you want. Well, not really. You don't really get to pee wherever you want, you know? That right's been stripped from us. I don't know which amendment the pee amendment was, but I wish it was there, and I wish there was an NRA-like organization that was staunchly defending our right to pee, you know, and they went so far as the NRA is to be like, oh my god, well, you can pry my peeing penis out of my cold dead hands, you know, which that's probably, I mean, that's kind of a statement I'd like to make. You can pry my penis out of my cold dead hands because it's not coming out of my warm live ones, I'll tell you that right now, based on experience. But, you know, it would be nice if that's how it was, if everyone was thinking, like, listen, this peeing thing is peeing. Peeing is peeing, and banging is banging, and beating off is beating off. And believe me, it wouldn't take a panel of, you know, super experts to know the difference on the weirdos. I mean, Jesus Christ. How long would it take? How long would it take to figure out that someone was a pee weirdo? And so fucking what? I don't know. If some guy gets off on you watching him pee, I don't know. I mean, you know, there's probably a million guys out there who are just into... You know what I've seen a lot of? These movies that are clothed female, naked male. So now guys are getting off on imagining being naked while the female is fully clothed. So, you know, we've gone so lazy, you don't even have to imagine someone with their clothes off anymore. It's like, fuck it, just leave the clothes on. That saves me a lot of imagination time. You know? I wonder if there are stars of those who are popular, because it's like, yeah, she, in clothes, looks great. Nude? But in clothes? Damn. You know, and if someone had told me 5 years ago, you know what's going to be popular is movies where the guy is completely naked and the woman is fully dressed, I'd be like, okay, go fuck yourself. I think you have that backwards. Are you sure whatever time machine you used didn't, you know, reverse something time-wise and confuse you? confuse you into thinking that that's how things were going to be? Because that's what it sounds like to me. But no, it's reality. This is our world that we live in now. This is the life we've chosen for ourselves. It's great. We're doing great. Let's talk about this. This is one of my favorite ones. They'll always be like, you know, oh, there was a picture of a skinny model. You know what I mean? And she was a size -1. But look at this slightly chubby chick. Isn't she attractive? Chubby chicks are attractive, too. All right. I'm not actually particularly attracted to super skinny girls. You know what I mean? That's not a thing for me. I'd rather they had some body parts on them. Some of those lady parts. But there's a problem here because, you know, showing a heavier lady and saying, like, isn't she brave for being part nude? Or isn't she cute? It's like, I think maybe there's a misunderstanding here about how men and women operate. I'm going to make a broad generalization, okay? But if you know anything about men, or if you're a man, you'll either agree or secretly agree. Men are very visual, okay? And we like what we like. Now, telling us that, you know, oh, this heavy lady is super nice, what a good person in the community. And there's really, yes, I can agree, there's no objective reason that a 300-pound lady is unattractive. I mean, there's no logic to me beyond, you know, like, oh, in our evolutionary whatever. And there's no logic to it, which, you know, they're like, oh, they always painted way chubbier ladies in paintings. That was hot back then. Fine. You know what I mean? But I can't explain to you why. And even if I can explain to you why, the key to this problem is knowing intellectually that someone's not unattractive doesn't make them attractive. Okay? No matter how many times I see this picture of this attractive lady, it's not going to make me be like, damn. All right, you know what? She is fucking hot. Furthermore, whenever I see this point made, it's pretty specific still. They'll have this lady who's a little bit chubbier, but she's what I would call a curvy or potentially thick lady. Now, let's not get this confused. A lady who's a little chubbier or thick or curvy is not super fat, okay? It's someone who's got some meat, and that's cool. Maybe she's got, like, a tummy roll. That's fine. You know what I mean? But she's also got some of those good extra features and assets. Maybe she's got a nice butt. Maybe she's got those nice boobs. She always has a pretty face, by the way. You never just see, like, an ugly tramp who's, you know, like a trailer trash woman, and they're like, well, she's chubby and very unattractive. Why is she unattractive? And it's like, well, because she's not attractive. Chubby with a cute face is a thing that people are into. It's fine. You know what I mean? I hate to be a dick, but I'm going to drop some reality here. If you're chubby and you have a cute face, you can get away with a lot. If you're chubby but you're put together, it still works. It's still okay. But when you're just like a complete mess, I'm not, you know, you're not a bad person. I'm not like you should burn in hell. But I'm not going to be like, you know what, on Facebook, I'm going to say, you're right. I can see your point. I want to fuck this person now. That's not how it works. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. There's just a difference between intellectually knowing something and feeling it, okay? It's like the difference between, let's say you're really in love with someone, right, when you're 15, and they cheat on you, okay? They make you so sad because they cheated on you. Now, as an older adult, you can look back on that time and say, ah, man, I should not have gone with that person. You know what I mean? I should have stuck to my guns, shouldn't have gone back to him, shouldn't have continued that relationship. That was a damaged relationship. But when you're 15 and you're in love, you know what you say? But I fucking love him. You know what I mean? So you go back to the guy. Now, intellectually, If you charted it out on paper, it would be pretty simple. You'd say, all right, well, I love him. However, he cheated on me. And based on that information and the fact that we're 15, he'll probably cheat again. And it will be equally painful, if not more so, next time. Whereas the pro is like, I mean, the pro is you won't even get back to the relationship you had before. Right? So intellectually, it's pretty easy to see, like, all right, I shouldn't get back into this. This is not a good idea. And we all fucking do it anyway, you know? Long-distance relationship, same deal. Intellectually, we can all look at it and be like, barely gonna see this person. When I do see the person, it's like a high-stress travel time crunch situation that I'm not gonna enjoy, and neither are they. And really, it's just not, it's not gonna be healthy for either of us. Long-distance relationship is like a maintenance thing, you know what I mean? If you're like, well, we've been together for a year, we'll need to be long distance for 3 months, and then we'll be together forever. All right, we can make it. But it's not like a good plan. It's not good. And you know what? We all fucking do it anyway. Because we want to. Because we love the person. So what I'm saying is, your feelings and your intellect are not really that closely related. In fact, they often go completely the opposite of each other. You know what I mean? Most of the time, if you ignore all your intellect and all your thoughts, ignore your fucking brain, it's because of something emotionally going on. Okay? I'm willing to go so far as to, you know, quantify lust or attractiveness as an emotion, a gut reaction, not an intellectual process. Not something I can go through and alter and really change a whole lot. I don't think you can change a whole lot of what you're attracted to. So if you want to post a picture of a chubby lady who, you know, you think is making a great point about how it's okay to be chubby and you're still attractive, and that makes you feel good, I mean, go for it. But I'm telling you that I don't agree with it, and most other people don't either. Most other people don't see this half-nude chubby lady and be like, damn, that's really what I was hoping to see when I fired up the old Facebook today. Chubby lady. I just, you know, I'm not bagging on the chubby ladies, but what I'm saying is, we're attracted to what we're attracted to, and people would think I was a piece of shit if I, like, posted a, you know, half-nude, bleach blonde, huge fake breasts, you know, and a nice ass, walking down the beach, and I was like, this is what's attractive, ladies, you know, so if you look like this, it's okay. I mean, that would be crazy. Everyone would think I was crazy. But if you tell me what I should be attracted to, for some reason that's okay. And I noticed there's no male equivalent to that either. I mean, most dudes I see walking around have a gut slopping over. You don't see us posting a picture that's like, hey, this is a real man. You know what I mean? Oh, he works really hard and he supports you and loves you and he's emotionally available. You know, and he meets your needs and he's willing to have good discussions with you when a problem arises. We don't do that. Fuck that shit. We're like, yeah, well, you can work off the gut, but fuck it, he's a good guy, right? I mean, the good outweighs the bad. That's the other thing I gotta say about these pictures. It's like, it's just a picture. That's not a real person. I mean, I'm not going on a date. It's not like I went on 3 dates with this girl, and I'm like, well, she's chubby, but goddamn, she's got a fucking dynamite personality. It's just a picture. You know what I mean? So what do you want me to do? Jack off to this picture or not? And that's my sort of tacit endorsement of how I feel about, you know, people's personal weight issues? Fuck you. Work out your own fucking shit yourself. Jesus Christ. I'm fucking done.